The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus said to the crowd, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." The Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Unlike your ancestors who ate and still died, whoever eats this bread will live forever." The Gospel of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, the first reading is taken from the book of Proverbs, chapter 9. This only gives us an excerpt of it, but if you were to read all of chapter 9, which is not too much longer, it personifies wisdom and foolishness. Lady Wisdom and a lady that is actually a fool. And they're both inviting people to their homes. So this Lady Wisdom built her home. She sent out her maidens and called them there, "Come eat of my food and drink of the wine that I have mixed." And all those who come to Lady Wisdom's home, they're filled with the joy and there's a contentment. And it's like the seven columns, number of perfection, completeness. Then there's also Lady Foolishness. And that represents the things of this world and seeking our own interests rather than God's. And what happens is a trap door that becomes death for the person who enters the home of Lady Fools. If you get a chance, go open up your Bibles today to Proverbs chapter 9. Now, my dear friends in Christ, the last several weeks, the church has been going through John chapter 6, and that is the Bread of Life discourse. Our Lord says over and over and over again, very explicitly, very clearly, "Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life." And our Lord keeps going, "My flesh is true food, my blood is true drink." He's referring to the gift of himself that he gives us in the most blessed sacrament of the altar. That is really, truly God there. Now, our Holy Father, former one, Blessed John Paul II, he wrote a beautiful encyclical called Fides et Ratio. It's called Faith and Reason. It says, faith and reason never contradict themselves. But there are different things that come up where our faith, our reason humbly has to bow to something of the faith. Like, how do you explain the reason that God, all-powerful, suffered and died the ignominious death of Calvary? How do you explain it? That's something you have to accept on faith. And how do we accept that that little piece of white bread actually becomes God himself? We accept that by faith, the great humility of God. Now, with a reason, you can say God's all-powerful, right? And that means that God can do all that he wants. So if he said he'd be present here, that he'd perfect the sacrament, he could do it. So faith and reason never contradict themselves. But some people, they get so tied up in the intellect and the reason without humility that they can't accept some of the basic things of our faith. Now, dear friends, in Ephesians, St. Paul's letter, chapter 5, he says, "Watch carefully how you live, not as foolish, but as wise." Continuing on with the theme of the first reading, either living a foolish life or wise life. A foolish life is following one's own commands, one's own creed. A wise one, wait, I'm the creature, so I must follow the plan of the Creator, that of God. You know, this is old. I just came back from a priest retreat not so long ago in Ohio. And several of the priests had these iPhones, and they said, "Have you seen that commercial, Progressive Church?" I said, "No." They said, well, they take these commercials of insurance, Progressive, and it's sort of a parody. And so it's about a 3.5 minute thing. So it's called, you may want to look this up, Progressive Church. So they showed it to me. And it starts off, at Progressive Church, you get it your way. Who cares what God thinks? And then it has thumbs down. It's all about you. And then all these ridiculous things come up. And basically they keep saying the same thing. It doesn't matter what God thinks or that. It's all about you. So it brings the point home. There are some who live, maybe quite a few people, who live the foolish way. I don't care what the commandments are saying. I don't care what the church teaches. I don't care what the catechism. I want to live this way. We don't want to live that way. As Proverbs 9 told us, the second part of it, it's a trap door to death. Now, our Lord in the gospel, he makes it so explicit that this bread that comes down from heaven is his flesh for the life of the world. And the church, all these different weeks, it keeps coming up because it's vitally important, eternally important for our salvation to realize that our life must be centered in Jesus Christ in the Eucharist. And we're so blessed to have the adoration of that, but it must be centered. Every time we come to church, it's reverently genuflect, acknowledging his presence. Every time we pass a Catholic church, to bless ourselves. Every time we come to receive Holy Communion, to properly prepare ourselves, make sure we're not conscious of any mortal sins on our souls when we receive our Lord Jesus. Now in the Gospel, if you read it carefully, our Lord said, one who feeds on me will have life because of me. Feeds. That connotes continuous. Not just you come to Mass once in the blue moon. A feed where you become dependent, very nourishment of your soul on Jesus Christ. Now, what keeps a number of people maybe from accepting all of the basic truths of our faith or coming close to our Lord? It's sin. It's ultimately sin. Sin blinds us. We don't see the reality of our sins and it blinds us to see the beauty of God's truth. Blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God. But our Lord never gives up on us. If anyone here, if you've been away from the sacrament confession, especially if it's been close to your, I urge you, come back. Come back. Our Lord wants to set you free. He doesn't want you to carry that burden for 10, 20, 30, 40 years. Come and confess your sins, you may be set free. Now, I have a book here in front of me, and it's called The Way of Divine Love. It's a mystic, Sister Josefa Menendez, who died around 1930. And this is what our Lord says. He said, the Holy Eucharist is the invention of my love. About the Eucharist, then right away makes a transition to confession. He said, poor sinners, don't turn away from me. Day and night I wait for you. I watch you in the tabernacle. I will not reproach you. I will not cast your sins back in your face, but I will wash them in my blood and in my wounds. In the sacrament of confession, the precious blood of Jesus flows with the soul. Do not be afraid, our Lord goes on. Come to me. If you but knew how dearly I love you. So don't be afraid. When you go to confession, you're going to Jesus Christ through the instrumentality of the priest, and he will set you free. Now, along that line, this is something our Lord talked to Sister Josefa. When I came across, I said, you know, people really need to hear these words when we go to prayer or just our daily spiritual life. Our Lord says, I wait all night and watch the tabernacle for the souls, hoping that they would come and spend time with me. We have the Adoration Chapter 24/7. Then our Lord says this, here we go for a spiritual life. Come, let us discuss everything with perfect freedom. Come, trust me. Come, tell me your sorrows. Tell me your temptations, your sufferings. Ask for my advice. Beg for graces for yourself and for your others. Become dependent upon me. Let us discuss everything with perfect freedom. I'm sure all of us here at least have a couple of really close friends that when we speak to them, we know they're not going to condemn us, and we're perfectly free and perfectly open about trials we're going through, difficulties, whatever it may be, concerns. But our Lord wants to be that person for each and every one of us. Now, some of them may say, Father, oh, Father, God is a powerful God, he's omniscient, he knows all things, he already knows. That is true. But he wants to hear it from our very lips.
how many times a husband and wife, they perceive what's going on in the other's life, but they're waiting for that person to say it so the door can be opened and communication begin. So our Lord says this, come to me and visit me in the Blessed Sacrament. Come, share everything, your worries, your sorrows, your temptations. Ask for my advice if you have questions in life, how to make different decisions. Beg for graces, not just for yourselves, for others, but come in perfect freedom. So in light of the gospel that's read here today and all the churches throughout the world, I invite all of you, myself too, to recommit yourself to a Eucharistic life. To have Christ as the center. Think of us far more than we can ask or imagine. And not just us individually, but those loved ones around us. And then we'll have peace, they'll have peace, and someday we'll behold the eternal face of Christ, who is peace himself. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.